And in Plymouth now, 68 as well. Dave Skill at 8:41. I'll see you again at 9. Back now to Rob and Lisa on the South Shore's Morning News.
Thanks, Dave. Wednesday morning, and in this segment, we want to welcome back Captain Brad White from New England Burials at Sea. NewEnglandBurialsAtSea.com. It's been a while. Captain Brad, good to see you again.
Hey, Rob, good morning, and thanks for having us back aboard again. It's been over a year, and boy, a lot has changed in a year.
Well, that's one of the things that we thought we should have you back in studio, and I know you've also brought along Paul Harrington, the funeral director, as well. So, Paul, thank
morning.
You for coming
morning,
in.
Rob.
Good morning. Captain Brad, I guess we should start by talking about, of course, New England Burials at Sea. Bring people up, you know, just to speed, first of all, what you do, and then we'll talk about what some of the new things are.
Sure, Rob. We are fortunate in that our business has grown so fast over the last 5 or 6 years to be one of the largest providers, if not the largest provider, on the East Coast in scattering people's cremated remains after they pass away, and or the only one in the country that offers a full-body burial at sea that's totally green. Mm-hmm. No real hard caskets with metal or wood, but a very nicely designed sea burial shroud made by New England craftsmen. And we have now over 48 boats in 51 ports from Maine to Miami that we can depart from and take families of 1 to 6, or up to 400 people now, to go out to sea, 3 miles to sea, to have a scattering with their loved ones and celebrate one's life, which is really important in today's grieving. And we offer also 3 different levels of vessels. So what's new this year is we have vintage, sport, and luxury vessels. So folks can make a choice. Like Sears Roebuck is good, better, and best. We offer 3 different levels. We also have now ash scatterings that are by air. So if the decedent was a pilot or loved to fly, we can scatter cremated remains with a patent-pending process on a precise point. Our first one we did was last December. It was a person that worked for IBM for 30 years, and he was a big, avid pilot, and we scattered his cremated remains 3 miles to sea over Block Island, between Block Island and the vineyard, and that was really pretty cool.
Wow.
And then we also now have grown our military program, because there are a lot of folks that don't know that what we do is available, how to do it, where to do it. And we said, hey, you know, folks gave their time and energy and effort and sometimes their lives for our country. So we now have a military program that is complete with honors at the dock, full military honors with flag folding and presentation. And we give a discount to that family. So we've grown quite a bit. Our business has been changing and morphing in different ways to really allow families to celebrate versus mourn. And Paul is a licensed funeral director that works with us. And Paul, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you've seen in the cremation business and what's been happening when we get the phone call.
Thank you, Brad. Over the years, I've seen a lot of people that have choice was for cremation, but the decision comes, they never make a decision of what is going to be happening with the cremated remains. And it is on the shelf. It is dusted for a year or so. After 2 years, and maybe placed into the closet, they don't know what to do with it. After 3 years, they end up calling us and saying, you know, we really should have a place for Dad or Grandpa or whatever, and his wish was to be scattered at sea. But we didn't know this beforehand. And we complied to all of the rules of the EPA. In fact, yesterday I was down in P-Town and happened to run into someone that was a so-called similar business as us. And he doesn't report to anything EPA. He goes out on a boat some afternoon and jumps them overboard and charges $100 for it. And I just, you know, couldn't believe that these ones that are doing this on their own without following any of the rules or regulations set up by the EPA, the Board of Health, and everyone else that is involved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's important to do it right, not only to do it, but to do it right and to make sure that you're properly licensed and insured, because anybody can have a gypsy vessel, so to speak, and take folks out and not do it with the proper Coast Guard licensing. But when you have wind and weather and current and tide and emotions and all that stuff that go along with it, it's really important to make sure that you don't blow it and you don't have a problem. So it's not worth trying to save a couple of pennies when you can do it right and make sure that everybody remembers the event and not the weather or the problem.
And you can get all the details. The website has a lot of information. If people have questions, Brad, is there a way to be able to set something up, an appointment, or if they have more questions or they want to talk to you about this?
You bet. Our direct line, Rob, is 781-834-7500. That's 781-834-7500. And we just came out with a brand new DVD that has 8 minutes of interesting tidbits and details that you can see. And it's free for the asking. All you have to do is go to the website, newenglandburialsatsea.com, sign up with your email address, and your regular address will go out and send it in today's U.S. mail or tomorrow's mail. If you don't have a DVD player, or you don't have a computer, and some people don't, just call us. We'll send it to you. We'll talk with you. We'll set things up. And again, we work very closely with funeral directors. We're not funeral directors. We're maritime planners. And any funeral director is welcome to work with us. There's 543 in Massachusetts, I think, Paul. Is that right?
Yeah, 543.
Yeah, a lot of funeral directors. So we welcome the phone call.
All right. Well, again, if you have questions, get the free DVD. Brad, give us that number again.
Telephone area code 781-834-7500, or website to sign up with your email address is newenglandburialsatsea.com.
newenglandburialsatsea.com. All right, check it out. And this is something you want to think about. And it's not something necessarily a topic you want to think about, but as you mentioned, more and more people are looking at this and doing some planning ahead of time, right?
It's amazing. The average funeral home, if they do 100 cases a year, they might get 25 people that walk in to talk about, let's talk about tomorrow, and mom and dad are getting older, or I want to make my plans happen.
Yeah.
So if we have those same 100 cases, about 75 people make their plan for next year. So we have so many people that are doing their future planning. It's just incredible. And but the most important thing is you talk about it with your family. We encourage you to talk about it with your kids, talk about it with your siblings and the folks that make the decisions in your life, because it gives people a chance to grieve and not plan.
All right. Very good. Captain Brad White, along with Funeral Director Paul Harrington today in studio. New England Burials at Sea, newenglandburialsatsea.com.
Thanks, Rob.
Brad,
thanks, Lisa.
Paul, thank you,
Rob.
All right. Traffic and weather is coming up.
Clifford's Flowers of Quincy presents roses in every color imaginable. Did you know each color rose has its own special meaning? Surprise her with the Freedom Rose, an exquisite deep red rose, or choose...